Yes, ma'am. I switched it on.
Okay, hello, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, how has your day been? How is it going? Everything? I can't hear you.
Now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, so I'll introduce myself. I am Firdaus Shireen. I have also been a student of MCS from class 5 to class 12. So I'm kind of your super senior now. So I am doing my project for master's. So I'll need your help in it. Okay. So before we start the entire thing, I'll like to ask you some questions. So tell me, who is your best friend?
Best friend is Ankita Mishra.
Okay. And what do you like to watch on TV?
Ma'am, in English movies, Hollywood movies, mainly the ones animated and from Disney.
Oh, I also like Disney movies. Okay, so tell me, do you like telling stories? Do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am. I like mostly reading and telling stories.
Okay, and also listening as well, right? Okay, so I'll share my screen. Give me a second. Yeah. Can you see my screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has a red computer and you will be this girl who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not be able to see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell. So there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story.
I would like to choose the heart-shaped envelope.
Okay. The story you chose has come out of the envelope. But you don't see it. The story has to unfold first. So now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is the blue one and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now, the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it and it looks like this on my red computer. So I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. Okay? Take your time, look at the whole story, and then whenever you're ready, let me know. Okay?
Please, Mama, just take 1 minute.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay, then. So, look at the pictures and try to tell me the best story you can, okay? Go ahead.
Once upon a time, there were two goats with one child. Then one day, the child had dipped in the pond, unfortunately. And then, when their mother and father saw it, their mother rushed to help her. But then there was a very greedy and clever fox who wanted to attack the goat. Well, now what could? Ma'am, just a second, it went.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Can you see it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So the greedy fox had a plan to kill this the small goat. Well, what could have the goat done? Ma'am, can you move to the next? Yes, ma'am. Then he tried to attack the little goat. Well, just then, a crow saw it. The crow was intelligent as well, and the thing was, he was the best friend of the goat. And then, as he saw the fox attacking his best friend, you know, what did he do? He tried to save his best friend by biting the fox tail. Well, as a best friend in need is a best friend indeed. After that, the crow helped it, the three goats were happy, and then the fox, and it was a happy ending of the story. Ma'am, actually, I was a bit nervous while I was saying this.
Okay, it's fine. It's completely fine. We are not seeing how well you can tell the story. We are just seeing how, when you're presented with a story spontaneously, how you can tell. Okay, don't worry, it's the nervousness and all doesn't mean. It's okay, it's fine. You did very well. Don't worry at all. Okay? So, look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now, we both can see the story. So depending on that, I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay? Okay, so tell me, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am. It was actually based on a friend, how a friend helps the other.
Okay. So, why was the mother goat in the water?
The mother goat was in the water to save her little goat, a little child who had drowned in the pond.
Okay. So, how does the baby goat feel? How does the baby goat in this picture feel?
I don't understand actually the question. I'm not understanding.
Okay, so you can see there is a baby goat in this picture, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So how does it feel?
The one who was drawn, right? Yes, ma'am. It might be feeling like the neck must be feeling very uncomfortable because the goat doesn't actually belong to the water bodies or something like this. It always lives in land. So while in water, it must have felt very uncomfortable and very panicked and tensed.
Okay. So, why does the fox jump or leap forward?
The fox jumps or leaps forward here to attack the other goat and then kill it and then eat him for his living.
Okay. Now, in this picture, how does the fox feel?
Of course, feels a lot of pain as the crow bites him.
Okay. Why do you think the fox is feeling the pain?
The crow is biting his tail, and his skin reacts. Our brain and skin reacts when we feel pain, and we can also see in the picture that he's crying. Right?
Okay, imagine that the bird sees the goats. No, wait a second. Why does the bird bite the fox's tail?
because the bird bites the fox tail because he wanted to save his friend. He wanted to save his best friend. That was the other goat.
Okay. Imagine that the bird sees the goats. How does the bird feel? When the bird saw the goats, how do you think the bird was feeling?
The bird, I think the bird was feeling very, very angry as he actually saw, the crow was feeling very, very uncomfortable as he saw the goats because everyone was in danger as the mother goat was saving the other little goat. But and here, as the other goat was grazing, the fox wanted to attack him, and so the fox was feeling very, very uncomfortable and very, very panicked about what can he do to save his friend.
So who do you think the mother goat likes the best, the fox or the bird?
The bird, the crow.
Why do you think so?
Because he saved his child, of course.
Okay. So here comes the end of the, entire project. Thank you so much for helping me for this session at least. Thank you so much for helping me. And thank you for taking out time from your Sunday to help me out.
And actually, I was really panicked about this because it's just the topic spot. The topic is given on the spot, right? So this panicness comes out.
Oh, don't worry about it. I was also like that when I was a kid, okay? Even I couldn't do, I also had so much, stage fear, or if someone would tell me on the spot, make a story. But like as you grow up, it will get better. So don't worry about it, okay? You did really well. See you later then. Bye-bye. Take care.
Yes, bye-bye.